Radio Prague News.
Members of Czech doctors' trade unions have threatened to resign en masse over the government's plan to shake up salary scales. A high court in Olomouc has cleared fugitive Czech businessman Radovan Krejčíř of fraud. And Wimbledon finalist Tomáš Berdych has been defeated in the first round of the US Open. Members of the Czech doctors' trade unions threatened on Thursday to resign en masse over the government's plan to shake up salary scales. The Czech Labour and Social Affairs Ministry has proposed to introduce a single salary scale which would see the wages of doctors at the start of their career slashed by 14%, while those of experienced ones by up to 40%. The head of the doctors' trade union, Martin Engel, said the only adequate response would be for doctors to resign en masse. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said the government would come back to the issue, which is part of the cabinet's cost-cutting drive. A high court in Olomouc, Central Moravia, ruled on Thursday that on-the-run Czech businessman Radovan Krejčíř channeled funds abroad legally. Mr. Krejčíř was charged with transferring 272 million crowns, or more than $14 million, to an offshore company based on the British Virgin Islands in 1997. The Czech prosecution claimed the deal was fictitious. However, the court in Olomouc confirmed the previous verdict, according to which the transfer was above board. The fraud charge is just one of many faced by Radovan Krejčíř, who is also wanted in the Czech Republic for conspiracy to murder and is now residing in South Africa. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev appointed on Thursday career diplomat Sergei Kiselev the new Russian ambassador to the Czech Republic. Mr. Kiselev will replace Alexei Fedotov, who has been posted in the Czech capital since 2004. The newly appointed ambassador, 63-year-old Sergei Kiselev, previously served as the Russian envoy to the Seychelles and Singapore and held several positions at the Russian Foreign Ministry in Moscow. The outgoing ambassador met with Czech President Václav Klaus on Thursday and later told reporters that Russian President Dmitry Medvedev might visit the Czech Republic in the near future. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be mostly cloudy with occasional rain showers. Daytime highs will range between 15 and 19 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.